provisions was already rotten, while the wine casks had been so badly assembled that the wine was leaking freely through the joints in the wood. But with the wind in their favour, the captains decided there was no time to restock the ships, and the expedition set sail on the 23rd of June, 1553. So long as the vessels stuck together under the capable direction of Richard Chancellor, they were unlikely to run into trouble. But as they rounded the rocky shores of northern Norway, there came such flows of wind and terrible whirlwinds that the ship under the command of Sir Hugh Willoughby was blown off course. Chancellor had planned for such an eventuality, suggesting that the ships regroup at Vardøhus, a small island in the Barents Sea. He waited for 7 days, but hearing nothing of either the Bona Esperanza or the Confidentia, the third ship of the fleet, he pushed on eastwards towards the White Sea. The other two vessels had also survived the storm. After riding out the gale, Sir Hugh re-established contact with the Confidentia, and both headed towards the coastline. Here, Willoughby's inexperience began to tell. He sounded the sea floor, pored over charts, and scratched his head before concluding that the land lay not as the globe made mention. Failing